Hello, everybody. This is Charlene O'Sara, owner and creator of Why Are So Many People Broken? Today's date is January 17th, 2021. I'm going to start off by saying Happy New Year to everybody. Can you imagine it's been so long since I've done a podcast? Because I've been real busy. But anyway, so much has happened, as we know, throughout the past year, especially starting with the pandemic and so on and so on. But anyway, I'm going to start from this weekend only. This weekend, which was Saturday, January 16th, 2021, we had lightning in Boston, Massachusetts, and it was pretty fierce. And that's very uncommon because usually in January, especially the middle of January, you're having some kind of snow or snowstorm. So, what I'm going to say to everybody is this is a new beginning for all of us. I don't care what it is that you want to accomplish, what it is that you want to do, you are going to start now. I'm telling you, this was an eye-opener for me, and the feelings I got were nothing but positive. So surround yourself with some colors. Surround yourself with some nice lights. Surround yourself with a nice smell. Surround yourself with good thinking, good thoughts. Don't sit there in limbo and just dwell and dwell and dwell. What you want to do is get out, explore. Now it's cold, I know. But I'm just saying, step outside, smell the fresh air. It's not going to hurt anybody. It's not going to hurt you. It's so funny. I have to say what I read just earlier because I belong to a lot of different networks. And one of the things was is to say, you know, take a few minutes, calm yourself down, and just repeat for 7 times, I'm going to remove all negative thoughts and beliefs. 7 times. And really think about it. What that means is, if somebody negative is in your life, get rid of them. Don't even think about it. If there's something negative going on in your life, try to fix it or walk away. I mean, sometimes you can't fix things and that's fine, but don't keep up with it. You know what I mean? Don't let it eat you up inside. Just let it go. And anyway, why don't now you sit by yourself and think, maybe there's something I want to do. And of course, not everybody has money, so I'm not saying go out and take a vacation to Hawaii, although that's something I'd like to do. Not that I could afford it, but I'm just saying. But you could take a vacation to Hawaii in your brain. Think about it. Maybe watch something. Maybe watch a video. I don't know. But whatever it is you want to accomplish, start now. Maybe there's a new art you'd like to do. Maybe there's art you want to start. Maybe you want to pick up a new instrument. Maybe you want to sing a new song. Maybe you want to write a song. Maybe you want to listen to a new song. Maybe you want to delve into a new type of music. Maybe you want to delve into a new group of people to be with. You know what? And that's another thing, too. If you're somebody who, due to this pandemic, is hurting because, you know, you can't really see your friends or whatnot, you know, because of this coronavirus, which I can't wait for it to be gone. You can also join a meetup group. And maybe there are people who like to go walking. Join a walking club. Maybe there are people who want to just sit and chat on the computer or whatever. Do that. I don't know. I don't know what your things are. Maybe you like to cook. Guess what? Start a new recipe. There's tons out there. Create something. But create something that's geared to you. I'm going to tell you what I came up with yesterday. My friend and I were talking last night, and there's a place that I've been dying to go to, and I've never been, but ever since I heard of this place, I'm drawn to it. So, me and my friend decided that this spring or summer, whatnot, we are going to venture off to this place. We're going to go hiking, and then we're going to go to another place not too far from there. And it's all going to be in Massachusetts, because that's where I'm from. They tell you not to travel to different states and you really shouldn't. Something about the way the air travels and I don't understand enough about it. Then again, I'm hoping by the summer, this is all gone. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen. It seems like it's getting worse than better. But what I'm saying is, just get out there. Enjoy life. Don't sit idle, because it's not going to help. And if you ever have any questions, or you have something you want to tell me, you can Facebook me at Cheryl A. Nocera, Cheryl's New Beginnings. You can send a message right onto this podcast, or you can email me at lucky7158@AOL.com, and just enjoy your day. Enjoy this year, because I'm telling you, it's going to be a lot better than last year. I can tell you. Okay? Anyway, have a blessed day, and I'll be talking to you soon, I promise. Bye.